Good morning. Today's verse is Philippians 2:8. This verse reads, "And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself." Excuse me. "And became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross." So the first part of this verse reads, "And being found in appearance as a man," so he looked like a man, "he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death." If you can humble yourself that much in this world, and you can become that obedient, respect, because this world is hard to do that. You might think you're doing good, and then all of a sudden you slip up and you're like, "What? I didn't even realize I was doing that." But the fact is, we all sin every single day, and sometimes we don't even realize it. Then the next part says, "even the death on the cross." So the death on the cross was the worst death of all of the deaths that you could be persecuted by. And the Romans came up with this death. They wanted a way to torture their enemies as they died, and to watch them on the cross, put them above so all of these crowds could see and laugh at them. Jesus died the worst death for us. Like, we can't even imagine how bad this was. The worst thing we can think of today is a firing squad, and that's pretty bad. But this is 1,000 times worse. So if he was willing to humble himself and be obedient his whole life on earth and then die the worst death, don't you think that's saying something about how much we mean to him? Because I think it does. First of all, God sent his only son. I'm an only child. If I was gone, no other kids in the house. His only son, to come to this earth, to humble himself, the person that created us, humbled himself to us, washes our feet, and became obedient to us. That is saying something. And then after his long life of being humble and obedient, he dies on the cross, the worst death in all of history. He loved us that much that he was willing to do all of that for us. Just think about that. Have a wonderful day. Bye.